The Magic Jigsaw. Chapter 1. Grandpa loves jigsaw puzzles. We always do a jigsaw when I go to his house. Last week, we did one of a horse.
Isn't he a beauty, Jane?
Said Grandpa. I didn't say anything. I'm a bit scared of horses. I'm scared they might kick or bite. The horse was standing outside an old house with tall windows. Grandpa said it looked like the house where his grandpa used to live. We had almost finished the jigsaw.
There is one piece missing, said Grandpa.
I found a piece under the table, but it was red, like Grandpa's carpet, and it was too big. It won't fit, I said. I put a finger into the gap in the jigsaw. Suddenly, the room started spinning around. I felt dizzy and closed my eyes. Then I felt thick hair under my finger. When I opened my eyes, I saw an old house with tall windows. It looked just like the house in Grandpa's jigsaw. What was happening? My hands were holding something black, thick and hairy. It was a horse's mane, and I was sitting on the horse's back. I looked down and saw a woman in a strange long dress. She looked angry.
Get off that horse, she said loudly.
I slid quickly off the horse's back.
You must be the new stable boy, she said. Come with me.
Stable boy? Couldn't she see I was a girl? The woman took me to some stables. She pointed to a big white horse and handed me a brush. I started to panic. What could I do? I was scared of the horse, but I was more scared of the woman.
I'll be back soon, said the woman.
Then she left. I began to brush the horse. He didn't kick or bite. He just stood still. I didn't feel quite so scared anymore, but I was still very confused. Where was I? Was I inside Grandpa's jigsaw? Chapter 2. After a while, the woman came back. She took me into a big kitchen with an old-fashioned stove. She pushed some bread and cheese into my hands. There was a knock on the door. The woman opened it. A boy stood there.
I'm the new stable boy, he said.
The woman looked at the boy and then she looked at me. She looked angry again, really angry. I ran out of the room and up some stairs. I could hear the woman's footsteps behind me. I ran along a hallway, opened the door, and slipped in. I stood still, and I heard the woman's footsteps go past the room. Phew! I had escaped her. I looked around the room. There was a big bed with a curtain around it. Suddenly, a voice said, "Hello!" And a hand pulled the curtain back. A boy was sitting up in bed. He wore a nightshirt and had red spots all over his face.
You'd better go away, he said. You might catch chicken pox.
I've had chicken pox. I won't catch it, I said.
Oh, good, said the boy. I'm so bored. I've almost finished this jigsaw.
The jigsaw was of a room.
That looks just like my grandpa's living room, I said.
It's a strange room, said the boy. And you look quite strange too. I thought he was the one who looked strange, but I didn't say so. I helped the boy finish the jigsaw, but the last piece didn't fit.
I need a big red piece, said the boy, but there's only a little black piece left.
He handed it to me. I took the big red piece that didn't fit Grandpa's jigsaw out of my pocket.
Try this one, I said.
Suddenly, I heard footsteps again. The door handle turned. It was the woman coming back.
Wait, I said. Don't put that piece in yet.
I put my finger into the gap in the jigsaw. Yes, I could feel carpet,
The boy's room started spinning round and I closed my eyes. When I opened my eyes, I was back in Grandpa's living room. The horse jigsaw was still there with one piece missing. I reached into my pocket and took out the little black piece. I pushed it into the gap. Yes, it fits, I said.